Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
We didn't do Knicks yesterday, not because we were ignoring them, but just because we got caught up with the Bo Nickel in studio that we had Jay Leno on. It's been a wild show. Actually, we have Marlon Wayans coming on today, so we'll have that as well. Stay tuned for that. A fun segment with him ahead of his comedy show that he's promoting. We've been doing a lot of fun stuff here on the BT and Sal show. Sydney Sweeney, all that. She's in the news again. The movie flopped. Apparently, it didn't work.
Is that true?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Big flop. But I'm not saying the movie was bad. I'm saying that the box office presence was nowhere to be found.
There's a big issue going on there too.
What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know she got called out by now. Who's Ruby?
Ruby Rose. She's an actress. She was in, I believe, Orange is the New Black. She did a bunch of different TV
but anyway,
shows.
She's an actress, Ruby yes. Rose,
and she's very upset because she felt like that was her role and that Sydney Sweeney stole it from her.
So she ripped
she stole
her.
It.
Yeah, so she ripped Sydney Sweeney.
Okay,
saying that she ruined the legacy and ruined what could have been a great movie. And then Chrissy? Who's the boxer?
Chrissy.
No T. You gotta get clarity on it. Is it Kafka or Kafka?
It's Kafka.
It's Kafka.
I think it's Kafka.
Oh no, it's Kafka. Mike Kafka.
You sure?
I thought it was Kafka, and then I heard Gio stumbling all over himself this morning. Kafka. He was saying Kafka.
Chrissy.
It is Chrissy. I told you.
I said it. Chrissy.
But yeah, then Gio said he got a text from somebody with the Giants. It's Kafka.
Chrissy Canyon. Wait, what was her name again?
This is Chrissy.
That Chrissy Canyon is a whole different. Ever. A whole different thing. Chrissy Martin.
With a K. Chrissy Martin. Okay, so Chrissy Martin, they came out and supported Sydney Sweeney. Point is, we had Sydney Sweeney on the show.
We did. We're bouncing around here, man.
I know.
I got a question. Yeah. Were the reviews of the movie unkind or the amount of people that went to see it terms of what the revenue generated?
It's kind of like The Rock with the Smash Machine, which I said was going to be it's going to win him awards.
Oh, my God. Hoff, before that movie came out. Dude,
he's going to win awards.
Oh, we got to get The Rock. He's going to win awards for this. I'm like, yeah, of course I'll take The Rock. He's going to win an award. The Rock is going to win an award.
Yes, he is.
Moana Man is going to win an award.
He is, I guarantee it. But the box office is different.
Moana Man.
Dude, what hits the box office these days? What makes a ton of money these days? Like the third or
what was the
tenth
first? What were the first movies that the Rock was in? The zombie movies? What were they called?
Fast and Furious.
I remember him in like a tutu, like his daughter, like a divorce, and he was like a single dad
that
or something.
That was one.
Dentist.
No.
And he was a hockey player. Remember that?
Come on, Hoff. You like these action movies? He was some kind of like I forget what the hell it was called. But I'm pretty sure that was the beginning.
He was in Black Adam.
No.
That's like a Marvel movie.
Go back to one of the... I thought it was like some kind of...
Jumanji.
No,
Jumanji. Oh, the replay with... Because Robin Williams was in the original
Rampage. Oh, he was in the remake of Baywatch.
No.
Come on. Oh, The Mummy Returns.
Yes, The Mummy. There you go. I said zombie. The Mummy. The Mummy movies. That was like a big one years ago.
Two different things. Zombies and mummies, two different things.
But to answer your question, I believe it was a flop at the box office, but the reviews were okay. At least that's what Bogus was telling me that in the newsroom.
Okay.
Saying, hey, Sydney Sweeney apparently didn't help coming on your show. I was like, what happened? And then he said, you know, she nobody went to see the movie.
Well, it helped our show. I don't care about the movie. Yeah. that's fine, dude. Helped us.
I mean, I didn't even know about the movie until she came on with us. So maybe that's part of the problem. But is the movie getting good reviews is the question.
Yes, I believe so. Okay. By the way, her story is outrageous.
Yep.
When I was out sick while BT was missing...
Christy's story, you're saying?
Yes. Christy, yeah. Yes, the story itself is outrageous. Right. So while I was out sick and BT was getting texts from A-Rod not telling people about it, I watched the Christy documentary on Netflix. And it is unbelievable.
Oh, I didn't know there was a doc on Netflix on that.
It's one of those untold stories. And one of my buddies told me about it after watching or hearing Sydney Sweeney on with us. He watched the documentary. He said it's amazing. So the movie is amazing.
Side note, speaking of documentaries, I watched last night after the Knicks. And the whole point was that we had guests on, so the last hour or so got away from us a little bit. We didn't get to the Knicks. We'll get to the Knicks later on today. I watched the Eddie Murphy doc.
My wife was watching that a little bit while she was folding the clothes there. Is it good?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's just, I'm only like 25 minutes in. I started to doze off a little bit, so I'll pick it up today. But is there anybody walking in the face of this earth that is funnier than Eddie Murphy? Oh,
ooh,
come on, man.
Maybe Chappelle.
Yeah,
it's not many. It's a short list.
I would still go Eddie Murphy. Again, Chappelle influenced by Eddie Murphy.
Yep, everybody was.
I mean,
now, but who was Eddie influenced by Richard Pryor?
Yes,
he had to be,
and that was the thing that got me last night. No, I've seen his specials before, Eddie Murphy, all that stuff.
Oh
my God,
love that. He's
of course, I want to go back and watch them again. But his impression of Richard Pryor is second to none as far as impressions go. Period. It's just so good. The build up to it, and then he executes it. My God, Eddie Murphy. Hey, so we get Jay Leno on, we get Sydney Sweeney. Can we get Eddie Murphy on? Hoff will be on that next. Yeah. If we get Eddie Murphy,
he was a swordsman. He was Eddie Murphy. Oh, he crushed it. You know what I mean. Leave it at that. Crushed it.
Well, meaning like a ladies' man?
Yeah. You're talking about
the size of the material.
Well, that I don't know about.
Well, I think that's what swordsman refers to. Right?
Your strategies are very on point, I would say. So I think it can go both ways.
Oh, I was not aware of that.
Yeah,
I always interpreted swordsman as being, you're carrying, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that's probably more so than not, but right. Eddie Murphy was all over Hollywood. A lot of carnage.
BT and Sal. Let's get back to the sports talk, 888, before there's more carnage here. 888-808-1019. We're talking Yankees.
Oh, yeah,
it's a sports talk show. John is calling from Bayonne, New Jersey. What's up, John?
Hey, bud.
BT, you hit it on the head. We got to make some great trades.
Yeah.
And a person that I think they should dangle is Rodon. And then go after Struble. Okay? And the reason why, Rodon's coming off a great year. Okay, his contract is high. We could use that money for Struble. And when it comes down to it, Giants might take him back. The Giants might want him, you know? So,
boy, that's interesting.
You solve your pitching problem, and you get younger, and then you go after Quam and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And do what we got to do. I mean, free agency, I don't want Diaz. I don't want Diaz.
No, neither do I. The Yanks, I don't even think they make a move for Diaz. No. They got Bednar.
You could either make what they got now with the guy from the Pirates, or you could try to take one of their rookies and try to make them a closer.
I don't know if
Mariano Rivera. They did that with Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, but, yeah, true. But they had Wetland before that. And then obviously Mo came in. It was a little bit of a different setup. Thank you for the call there, John. So, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, of all the things that could come up, maybe trading Rodon. Now, I like Rodon more than you, obviously realizing he's just, you know, you can't fully trust the guy. But in terms of, you know, a body of work, 30 starts and beating bad teams and giving his team a chance to win, Rodon's been good, especially last year. He's making 27, 27, and 27. 3 years to go. I mean, do you think somebody would bite on Rodon? I mean, if you sweeten it up with maybe a young player? I mean, if you hit the trade market?
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah,
maybe.
Instead of paying a pitcher big-time money, I think somebody would buy. I would not, but maybe. I think there could be value there. I don't mind the idea. I think it's things like that that both the Mets and Yankees need to do. Trade Rodon, get yourself out from under that salary, whatever you get back for it, whatever, and then maybe go make a run at school. Well, yeah, I mean, those are, I don't think that that's realistic, but that's something that they should be thinking of doing.
You know what they really haven't, outside of the Soto trade, they haven't really been very creative in their trades. You think about their moves, and we all know the players on the team. Like Grisham was a throw-in. Obviously, Soto was great for a year, then he bounced. You know, a lot of the young kids, we know about that. Stanton, of course, you know, you got Jeter, did that, and it is what it is. But, like, when was the last, you signed Rodon, you signed Fried in terms of big free agent money. When was the, and Bednar was good, but when was the last time they made, like, an offseason? Am I missing somebody, like, a positional value where we're like, wow, what a very forward-thinking.
Oh, Jazz, you talking about offseason?
Jazz, yeah, I'm thinking more offseason. Jazz was in season, clearly, but a real forward-thinking. You know, like, we're like, wow, that kind of changes who the Yankees are for the next couple of years. It's been a while, is what I'm saying.
And this is the offseason to do it with Quan. By the way, you were correct. I was wrong on the Swordsman definition.
Mm.
A man who is skillful or enthusiastic. Anyway, a man who is a skillful or enthusiastic practitioner of sexual intercourse.
Mm.
So I am not a swordsman in any aspect of that definition. I don't know where I got it from. Thinking that, you know.
He's
a swordsman. I just thought maybe, like, you know, sword.
Listen, if you're in a duel, you want to have the biggest sword. I'd rather have the big blade.
Maybe that's where I got it from. Sword fight?
Yeah.
Or you've heard of that before.
Of course.
So maybe then I just took that meaning and in my mind over the years thought that's what a swordsman was. Like, oh, wow, he's...
I could see that. Now, think about this. If you're in
Boomer is a swordsman.
Is he?
I mean, I heard that, no?
Oh, you did? I heard Francesa was.
I heard that as well.
Wasn't Glazer next to Mike in the urinal?
Jay Glazer would say that.
Just like Milton Berle.
Yeah, now that would be my definition of it.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm just saying. But I don't know about the other stuff.
I don't know, but I mean, if I'm in a duel, like medieval times duel... Yeah. I mean, I could have a massive sword in terms of fighting, not to be overly risky here, like actually fighting.
Mm.
And the guy that I'm going against has a smaller sword, but he's just more adept at leverage and he's quicker. So that's why I never made the association. It's about size necessarily,
it's also,
the sword.
It's also a weird word to say.
No, it's not. It's sword. We went through this before. It's not
you
sword.
And I? Yep. It came up.
It's not sword, S-O-R-D. It's sword.
I know how you spell it.
I know you do, but you got to say it the right way. It's sword.
Like He-Man had a sword.
No, he had a sword. It's a sword, dude. The W
Lionel
is not silent.
From Thundercat, he had a sword. Sword.
Nah, I always say
You're
sword.
You're saying sword.
I've always said that. So I'm going to stick with that.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls when we get back. Sports talk here on the Midday Show, 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Jets coming up at 11. Yankee calls baseball free agency as well. Sports talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.